1. The new president of the Hunters Association. An executive meeting was held in order to fill the vacant seat of the president of the Hunters Association of Korea. More than 30 leaders, including the vice president, directors of all the branches, and the heads of each department, filled the large conference room. Each person possessed socio-political power equal to those in high-level government positions, or those on the board of the largest corporations. Yet they all looked concerned. The air was tense as they deliberated on the situation at hand.
"We must choose the next president of the association."
Finally, the crux of the matter. Looks of apprehension flashed across everyone's faces following the vice president's declaration. A few people gulped audibly. It was time to decide the fate of the Hunters Association. They were acutely aware that, as the control tower for all the hunters in Korea, the Hunters Association having any instability within it meant instability for the country, especially with both the number of new hunters and spawning gates on the rise.
"Well then,"
the vice president, who was presiding over the meeting, closed the file folder in front of him, making it clear that whatever was written in the report could not compare in importance to his next words.
"Following an extensive discussion with the board of directors, we are recommending Director Jin Char-woo be named as the new president of the association."
This was the first time Jin-cho was hearing about this. His head whipped around to face the vice president, his eyes clearly asking, "Why me?" The vice president pulled the mic closer as his eyes remained on Jin-cho.
"Director Wu has a wealth of practical experience and knowledge from working as President Ko's right-hand man. He also possesses the strength needed to lead other hunters."
This was true. President Ko had highly valued Jin-cho, who had elected to work for the association despite being courted by large guilds. He was an A-rank hunter so powerful that, had his magic power evaluation been slightly higher, he would have been the second S-rank hunter to join the association after President Ko. He had 4 years of practical experience under his belt and was a top-tier A-rank hunter. There were murmurings among the group when Jin-cho's name was first brought up, but they soon died down as the vice president explained the board's choice. There was no other candidate better suited to lead the Legion of Hunters working for the association. Jin-cho himself was unable to accept the endorsement.
"I'm lacking in several areas needed to fill this role. There are many others who rank above me. Besides, aren't I too young?"
Jin-cho was in his mid-30s. Though he had amassed invaluable experience in the 4 years he'd dedicated to the surveillance team, he was still way too green to become the head of the organization. At least, that was his opinion.
"Vice President, there's you and the various members of the board of directors, not to mention the other directors."
Jin-cho looked each of the prominent people in the eye before turning to the vice president again.
"How could you think I'm good enough to replace the late President Ko with all these great people here?"
The vice president turned his head and let out a quiet sigh. He had expected resistance, but he hadn't expected the pushback to come from Jin-cho himself. The vice president shut off his mic. He had already revealed the official position of the board of directors, so he would now unveil the actual reason they'd recommended Jin-cho. Everyone in the room pricked up their ears. The vice president explained,
"No one else, myself included, has the influence you have on Korea's strongest."
A member of the Hunters Association of Korea referred to as Korea's strongest. Everyone knew exactly who the vice president was talking about.
"He's proven his power in Korea, Japan, and the U.S. It's already the case to an extent, but it's clear that, going forward, the Hunters Association will not be able to function smoothly without him."
A national-level hunter had the power to mobilize a whole country, and yet Jin Woo-sung had brought such a hunter to his knees. What kind of influence could the mere Hunters Association have on such a hunter? Their option was to politely ask him for favors and await his answer. They needed someone able to approach Jin-woo just like President Ko had when he asked him to rescue the Jeju Island raid team from certain death. Currently, Jin-cho was the closest person to Jin-woo within the association. That was good enough to make him the next president. No one on the board of directors had been able to object to the vice president's logic when he first nominated Jin-cho to them. Similarly, everyone in the large conference room started nodding along with his reasoning.
"We cannot compel you to do as we ask any more than we can Hunter Sung."
The vice president had made himself crystal clear. The hunters held all the cards here.
"But please give our offer some serious consideration." In the brief silence,